move back, move forward, move back.
Hello.
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 We're back.
We're back. We are. I'm just repeating everything you say for fun.
The whole episode.
The whole show.
Yeah. This is exciting.
It is. I feel like it has been a while. It has been.
Yeah.
Because I was on vacation. You kind of were on vacation. Had COVID. So it's just been a whirlwind.
Was that... Did we record all those before? No. We recorded them
after. We recorded them after. But then I was on vacation.
Time makes no sense
I never
anymore.
Understand time. Yeah.
And it's my opening, correct? Because you did the thing last time.
Yep. Wait. Did
yes,
I?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I just know I chose the thing.
Yes.
Okay, great.
Welcome to Chit Chats, a mostly unedited space where we break the cycle of what it means to be a woman together. Today, we're shaking it up.
I'm so curious to see what the cards have in store for us today. Last time, it had the perfect... It's so loud. We have
I
to
don't
get
even
it.
Think we need to shake it. I honestly
no,
think
we don't.
Just
it was, yeah, it was for like aesthetic purposes, but they're not going anywhere. Oh, you're just choosing an actual card.
Yeah, I want to. I want to. I just want to do a card this time. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm very ready. I'm not looking.
Ooh.
Ooh.
This one's just kind of like a total BS episode, but I almost kind of love that.
Okay.
What do you consider is the most important piece of furniture in a house?
Ooh.
It's weird. This is a weird episode.
But I like it because I'm literally watching Home Improvement.
And it's also, I feel like this is an ode to armchair expert because who doesn't love a good armchair?
Okay, that's true. Can we also add to this?
Yes.
If we were a piece of furniture, what piece of furniture we would be,
okay.
Right?
Okay.
And then if we were, like, a style of house, what style house would we be?
So, there's a woman on YouTube.
Okay.
If she ever comes across this, I'd be floored. But her name is Christine McConnell.
Okay.
She's... I will insert a photo right here. She's perfection.
Okay.
So, she's, like... I cannot even believe that you don't know who she is.
I don't know her.
She's vintage, but spooky vintage.
Oh, okay, fine.
So she does, and she's so talented.
And it's
so
all over
like,
the house?
It's the whole house. So
very
she's
cool.
got, she just sold one, I can't remember, but it's in like a really famous spooky area.
Uh-huh.
And the whole thing is like, she'll refurbish and refinish. She just did, the video I just watched was a wallpaper from like,
I love
the
wallpaper.
What was it, like, 1650s or something. She like redid it and like paint like matched and painted the wallpaper and you couldn't tell the difference. She's spectacular. So if I had to be any style of house, probably whatever she is.
Okay.
Because I'm obsessed
okay.
with that. Yeah. It's like high class vintage meets a spooky little twist, you know?
Okay,
it's
so you like bolder, deeper colors.
Yeah, and I almost think, this is gonna sound so, like, weird, but almost very, like, Jack the Ripper era.
Okay, great.
There's something about that that feels very, like, nostalgic, but also very, like, classy, but a little grungy.
I like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I love
I'm,
it.
I'm with you. I understand. It's not
how
you're saying you want to be Jack the Ripper.
No.
It's a Jack the Ripper era.
No.
Yeah, I get it. I understand. I thought about this a lot because, of course, as I watch home improvement shows, they're like, what kind of style are you in? Sometimes they don't know. So I am a lot of styles mixed together. Like I think I was telling you the other day. So grandma chic.
Yes.
Right? Love it. I love that style. But I don't like it to be a whole house. So I like grandma chic mixed with modern, eclectic, boho, retro.
So what would you even call that?
We can come up with a name right here, right now.
So, modern?
Mm-hmm. Modern, eclectic, retro, boho, grandma chic. I think that's it. Modern, eclectic, boho.
Modern, retroclectic, chic?
Yeah, that works.
You got to modern, retroclectic. This is it. On the
screen. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, and that's all we can sing, because otherwise we're gonna get in trouble.
Are you ever able to sing it backwards?
No. You can?
Hell no.
Oh, okay. I thought you were gonna just pull it out
just
of your hat.
Of
I was like,
I'm
wow,
like...
5 years later, that's a really good home.
No, absolutely not. So, okay, what's the actual question? So what do you consider is the most important piece of furniture in the house?
Okay. I think a good couch is really important, because... if you think about it, you probably spend 70% of your time in the house on the couch. So it being comfortable, cozy, mm-hmm. it being like visually attractive, I think is very important. I love a velvet couch moment. Mm-hmm. I grew up with blue velvet couches, yep. and every time I see a couch that is velvet, I want it. I do not have a velvet couch currently. Hopefully in a next home that's like on the list. I do have a velvet chair and it's beautiful.
Something about velvet is, again,
luxury.
There's a lot of that like velvet in some of the stuff that Christine McConnell does. I have to agree with you. I think the couch is the best one because you can sleep on a couch.
Yeah.
You can host people on a couch. Mm-hmm. You can put your clothes on a couch. A couch can be used as a dog bed. Honestly, you can put food.
You can cuddle on a couch.
You can cuddle on the couch. You can, on the couch, you know what I mean?
There's so many things.
Yeah, you're like, not I. There's so many things you can do on a couch. And I just feel like a couch can be reclined.
Yeah.
You can get like a recliner couch.
We had a nice couch when we lived with our friends in Boca. She had a nice couch.
What's your take on taking furniture off the side of the road?
Listen, I'm not gonna lie. I've done it. I've totally done it.
Witch!
Yeah, I know. Burner! Now, have I taken a couch inside my house? Anything with fabric?
No. Well, because could you deep clean it, though?
Like, you can.
But that's money. Yeah.
You need somewhere to store it. I don't have that. There's literally nowhere in my house. I don't have a garage, so it would have to sit outside to be deep cleaned. So I don't think that's the best idea.
But like a table or something.
But I've seen tables. Yeah. I've seen shelves. I've seen dressers.
I saw a beautiful table the other day. Ugh. And I have nowhere to put any of this stuff.
But I know.
And it's so upsetting to me because it was so nice.
Yeah.
And I was like... And I was ready to just put the car seats down.
Yeah,
and then I was like, what am I going to do? What am I going to do with this table?
I know.
You're just going to see furniture, like, dropped off, and you're like...
in my outdoor area, which is already a
you're
mess
gonna be
right
like,
now,
because
we're
is
fixing
this,
the fence,
where is
so
this
everything
furniture
is in
coming
the middle.
From?
Yeah. No, I love picking furniture off the side of the street, because somebody's trash can be your treasure. Mm-hmm. I remember, so one of my biggest regrets... is Miguel and I were walking the dog around our neighborhood, and somebody had rattan furniture outside.
What is that?
Rattan. You can't see it, but my bamboo teapot.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of, it looks like that kind of wood, right?
Yes.
And it's kind of woven.
Yes.
It's
yes.
very grandma chic. Very, like, Miami in the 70s.
I know exactly
yes,
what you're talking about now.
And it was... It was so beautiful. They had a couch, they had chairs, they had a table, and I literally was like, this is like a beautiful set. Like, it was in beautiful condition, and rattan is expensive if you're getting good ones. So I was like, I should take it. We ended up not taking it, and I think about that.
Still
think about that set.
Yeah.
I do. There was a chair that big, because I love thrifting. So, like, that's okay for me.
Yeah.
Thrifting couches, I'll totally
well,
do.
You,
or, like,
you
furniture.
Figure they probably do some sort of inspection
yes.
with it prior
yes,
to
Yes, they have to make
it.
Sure that there's, like, no bed bugs and stuff like that. Same brain. But, yeah. So, I do love thrifting furniture, because... They have to clean it. So, like, bed bugs, all of that inspection.
Yeah.
So, I feel fairly comfortable with that. Thrifting is, like, one of my favorite things, especially for furniture, because
mm-hmm.
you really find really good vintage pieces.
Oh, yeah. Well, you got to be careful where you thrift, especially with the vintage stuff.
Yeah.
So, if you go to stores that are more vintage-oriented,
they're going to hike up the price,
charge up
of course.
A little bit more.
Which, that's what matters.
But you're going to find some really cool stuff
yeah.
that you maybe... would have never been able to find.
Yeah.
I think it's such a tragedy when they overcharge for things that you know for a fact. Like,
I
saw a piece of IKEA furniture that was being charged, like, way too much.
No!
And I was like, I know what this is.
Oh, I don't like that.
Yeah.
No, IKEA's flexi-board or whatever it's called. I don't like that.
Which I love IKEA.
I love IKEA, too. I haven't been to IKEA.
That's, like, furniture
last
capital.
Last time I went to IKEA was with Miguel, and I had the Swedish meatballs. I do not eat ground beef anymore. So this was before that. And they didn't sit well with me. Let's say that. It was very unfortunate. I love those Swedish meatballs. And
right in the raw katana.
They didn't love me
whatever this
either.
Whatever one furniture piece
Raton.
Is called.
Yeah, they didn't love me either. It was very unfortunate.
I like the candy that's there.
I don't know the candy. I just know. those Swedish meatballs. Oh my God, and the chocolate cake.
That's the whole point. You get sugared up and then you go shopping for furniture.
It's so, you know what? I always secretly, speaking of IKEA, I always secretly wanted to do that date from 500 Days of Summer where they go to IKEA. I mean, is that not the dream of life?
That is on.
Is that on your list?
That's on my list.
That is so cute. You should do it. Miguel and I didn't do it. We just walked around like normal human beings.
That would be fun. We should double date that.
And then they can call the police together so we can all get arrested at the same time.
And then we'll be in jail.
Perfect.
Double date. And then
we'll call Perna and she'll get us out of jail. Perfect. I think we have it right there.
Done.
But okay. Well, but the last question I said.
Okay.
If you were a piece of furniture, what piece of furniture would you be? I also don't know the answer to this. This is a hard one.
Probably a kitchen table.
Oh, okay, I like that. Why?
I just feel like I would be able, like, food is such an exciting thing.
Yeah, it's and I community. Feel
like, yeah, and so, like, being there for someone to eat a lovely, like, meal, could listen to them and be like, oh, God. You know what I mean?
It's
like,
my favorite thing.
And it's like, if you get lucky and there's a dinner, like a big dinner party.
Uh-huh. We're having one later.
Everyone's having conversations. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, that's that kind of stuff.
Okay.
So probably a dinner table for the community of it.
Yeah. I like that. I like that. If I was a piece of furniture, what would I be? See, I asked you this question and I also didn't know the answer. Kitchen table's a great answer.
You know what I think you'd be?
What? Yeah. Tell me.
I think you'd be a couch.
A couch? Just so nice.
Because you're always on the couch.
I am. Like, I literally texted you that I was couching
free
it.
Time.
Yep.
Which, is a toilet a piece of furniture?
Technically. An appliance?
Oh, yeah, I guess. That's
would that be yours?
I mean, would I love
to be a toilet?
To be a toilet?
Stephanie would be like a glamorized toilet. It would be studded, probably black. No?
No, because I didn't realize that I'm not using myself as the toilet. You have other people.
Yes, use you.
No.
I mean,
I take it back. I take it so back.
I mean, you wouldn't. As a toilet, you probably wouldn't have
your toilet as a toilet.
Speaking from experience, as a toilet, you wouldn't know that you were a toilet. So like,
okay, so we're not.
You, Stephanie Ann, are not becoming a toilet.
We're not sentient.
No
furniture. Okay, well then.
That was never part of my question.
Oh, I thought that's what it was. We're like sentient furniture.
So like we're. I just now picture. Look, this totally changes my question. So I now picture a kitchen table with giant eyes and like a handkerchief like you're wearing and some hair. Hello!
Yeah, I mean, I thought we were.
So you'd be Mrs. Potts from
the idea.
Beauty and the Beast.
Oh my God.
That's who you'd be.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
I feel like you'd be.
I probably would be. It's going to be like a role that I play later in life.
I think I'm Lumiere.
Yeah.
Either okay. Lumiere or
so we're we're just appliances. Wardrobe is a piece of furniture. So that works.
I think but, I'd probably be, realistically, I'd probably be a wardrobe.
Okay. I mean, a teapot is an appliance. But yes, I will play that part. Okay. I like it. I also don't know the answer. I think I would want to be something outside, so like an outdoor piece of furniture, because I really like spending time outside and having my morning coffee outside. So like if I could be
coffee table,
yeah, like a coffee table, but an outdoor coffee table, a rattan coffee table, like I should have gotten off the road. There we go, bring it full circle.
Listen, if anyone wants to donate their rattan,
yeah, rattan furniture, but only a nice rattan. I don't want the rattan that
she's
like.
She's picky about her gifts.
Yeah, nuts. Yeah, because whatchamacallit, in the sun in Florida, it will just shrivel and die. And
so rattan has to be inside?
I mean, no, it can be outside. It just needs to be treated.
Fair.
Sometimes it's like knockoff rattan, you know, like IKEA.
Yeah, okay.
I don't want that.
Yeah, you want the real stuff.
I want the real stuff. It's like wicker. You also need good wicker. Otherwise, bad wicker.
No, I'm thinking, you know, like John Wick.
Yeah.
If he was a piece of furniture, it'd be John Wicker.
This is a great episode. I love it.
Guns, just
totally off the cuff. You came inside, we sat down, and we did this.
And we just did it.
This is what happens.
Well, now you know what furniture we would be, and honestly...
I know you were asking yourself.
If you're wondering, because we talked about couches, and how lovely, like, you could put clothes on couches... you're interested in possibly adding to your clothing collection, you can go to www.cyclechats.com We have lovely, lovely t-shirts mm-hmm. and stickers and items for a good cause. So everything that you purchase, part of a percentage of that proceed goes to Woman in Need. We partner with not-for-profits, and every time it's always changing, so head on over. You can sign up for our newsletter. We are in a bit of a transition.
Yeah.
So you're going to see some stuff's going to be a little bit different
yep.
coming up.
Should almost be done with that transition by the time this comes out-ish.
Yeah.
Kind of like 6 weeks
kind
away.
Of so. Yeah.
Kind of so.
Keep an eye out for that, and yep. as always,
we hope you sync up with us next time. I almost forgot what that last line was.
I do it all the time.